Sweet.
Was your dead air there? Jennifer, we have dead air. Where'd Jennifer go? Where's everybody?
Where is everybody?
Roberta, where'd you go?
I'm here. I didn't go anywhere.
Do we have dead air there or not?
No, there's music playing.
I didn't hear the music
playing. There
is
music playing.
Because the speaker wasn't on, and you didn't have your headphones on. Doug and I were busy playing with Charlotte.
We were, right, yeah.
And it was like 10 seconds into the show.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in this hour, a discussion of the...
My ball is cold.
We'll not have a discussion about that. NASA this week...
I'll come and warm it up for you.
It's freezing.
Can we, like, get off of this foolishness? I want to get back...
You were saying, sir?
I was saying...
Freezing.
I want to review the history of the...
Are they blue?
That's too far, Roberta.
You know what? I really... This annoys me.
It's orange.
It is... This is annoying. So... If anybody had any doubt, you can look at the camera, look at my face. This is annoying. Time to get on to something more intelligent. Like Elizabeth Hasselbeck and her...
That would be Beck.
So cute. You love her.
What I call her.
It's Beck. Beck. If you're going to have a crush on somebody, at least pronounce her name properly.
So Elizabeth has some political thoughts, and we all know that she's a genius when it comes to politics. So I thought you'd enjoy knowing what she... I was thinking of a couple of the candidates that are rolling around. So should we do her take on Trump first or Romney? Anyway, let's do the Trump first.
The
let's
Trumpster.
Do the Trump. All right, so 13-01-02, let's see if 03 fits as well. Elizabeth Hasselbeck on Donald Trump.
That's 01, right?
01, right.
Everybody's speculating whether Trump is actually going to run. I do think, because he's made comments about not trivializing his potential run, I do think he's running, but I also think he's making his biggest mistake yet. He's focusing on a birther movement when he could be focusing on the fact that he may be responsible for creating more jobs than our president has this year alone. So why he's not focusing
really?
On jobs in the economy?
He's created more jobs than Obama.
because of a celebrity apprentice.
I'm saying, what's in his wheelhouse? Economy.
Money.
I don't know why he's focusing on the birther movement. I just don't.
She's a little bit right, though.
Yeah, she's a lot right, actually. But
yeah,
anyway.
I would give her the Trump creates a lot of jobs.
Yeah, and also
argument.
The birther thing is stupid. I don't get that. That turns me off. I'm very enthusiastic about Trump, but I am done with the birther stuff.
Although
it is
I did see where he was born in Kenya.
Oh, baloney.
I just saw a video.
Yeah, all right. From whom? Some right-wing nutbird organization.
His grandmother.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, it's time to get off of that. You know what? As much as we all, I happen to also like Bill O'Reilly, and last night he put that rumor to rest along with a lot of other things. There are a lot of things not to like about Obama, but this is not one of them. Let's get on to something serious. If Trump is a serious candidate, then he needs to get off of this.
Here's what I don't understand. Why doesn't the FEC just come through and say, here's a copy of what we deem to be?
Because apparently, according to the way O'Reilly explained it, it's against the law to make copies of birth certificates in Hawaii. But whatever, why that would be.
Convenient.
Yeah, well, but why would O'Reilly be sticking up for Obama? O'Reilly,
no.
Obama. O'Reilly, Obama, Obama.
He wouldn't. I don't understand why this is such an argument. There should be.
He's the president of the United States. He ought to be able to get a copy of his birth certificate.
Exactly.
Hello.
Well, it shouldn't have even gone this far. It should be before you're even eligible to put your name in the hat to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Game over. It should be done.
Right.
I don't understand why at this point. It's a big argument. It should have been done.
But the Republicans,
before he was even candidate.
Unless we are smart enough to start a really strong third party and get a third party candidate that really could win, we're stuck with the same bad choices again because all of these guys, I mean, Trump at least gives us, there's a certain amount of imagination, but what they'll do, Huckabee and Romney and that bunch will beat Trump up on the fact that he's bankrupted three of his businesses over the past 12 years.
You don't think he can beat them up for bankrupting our government?
What, Romney?
Yeah, Romney can't attack Trump on bankrupting anything. Look what he's done to the state of Massachusetts.
But the health care thing does resent the heat. Romney, as much as I didn't like him as I was going to say, the president of Massachusetts, as the governor of Massachusetts, the health care thing has sort of solved a number of problems, and he did it not the way the health care bill, which is national, the Obama bill, it's a different sort of reality. of the year.
And he's a successful businessman, too.
Yeah, he is. He's just too plastic, and the Mormon thing, that he's dismissed because of that.
What's your problem with Mormons?
I don't think that, why do you want to get me into that trap?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's not a good trap to fall
into. No, it isn't. I just.
But when you throw something out there, you can't just walk away from it.
What, from the Mormons?
You can't just go, I don't like somebody because of this. So anyway.
I didn't say I didn't like him. Don't put words in my mouth. I don't like I do not care for, how's that for being more tactful? I don't care for the Mormon philosophy. I don't think that it is, it's not inclusive, it's exclusive. And I think if you are president of the United States, you need to think in a philosophical way about including everybody. This is a big tent.
That pretty much shuts everybody out, though, doesn't it?
It shuts most of them out. It really does, because they're not
a religion that's inclusive.
Right. A religion that's inclusive. I think the Buddhist religion is inclusive.
Okay, so we need a Buddhist candidate.
I think find us a Buddhist candidate. I'm all for that. Buddhist candidate in America. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elizabeth supports Romney, and here's how she explains why. This is
Donald has a little thick skin.
This is more about Donald.
Bill Cosby says, he should either put up or shut up. He cannot. He's not just making an excuse. By the election laws, he can't do it until...
One time I said on this show that I didn't think Donald was really serious. I thought he was just, publicizing his show. And he called my office immediately, and he's like a crank caller who knows your name. You got to watch out.
Isn't that crazy? He actually, if you say something bad about him, he'll tell him, and he calls you.
Yeah, he calls you up.
So guess what, Trump? I think you're a lily liver.
Right. Jennifer's number is 310. All right, anyway, so Elizabeth, Richie, play 1202, and we'll be done with this.
1202 or 1302?
No, 1202. We just did 13.
Oh, okay.
Mitt Romney is an incredibly strong person who can actually get in there and possibly financially fix this nation. I actually think Mitt Romney right now, given a financial crisis, which is going to be prolonged, his natural gift is to get in there, see what needs to be done.
All right. Okay.
That's why I like somebody like a Romney or a Trump or a Ross Perot.
Bring back Ross Perot. How old is he now?
He's 800 years old. Right. He looked
14
years old.
Past the hour. Dex Stephens' Good Day program. As you heard me, as long as we're into the political stuff, I might as well talk a little bit about my experiences yesterday visiting a number of congressmen. I was in town here to visit with Richie, or at least be in the studio with him so we could visit, but I actually came to town to lobby. I've become now an unregistered lobbyist. For the first time, I actually went around, visited about 8 or 9. How many did I say I went? I think I did 9. And in the 9 congressional offices, met with 4 different congressmen about the plight of agriculture, small agriculture, family farms, and that sort of thing, because I now belong to the United Farmers Union, and we have decided to make our presence felt like the Farm Bureau does, to underscore with these people what the priorities ought to be from the farmer's point of view. And so they invited me, because I'm not shy and bashful, to come as a member. There were 3 or 4 people from the New England delegation that came to Washington. We met with these people. I was quite impressed with a few of the congressmen that we talked. They asked good questions and were attentive to what is necessary. One of the things we were talking about is what the farmer gets out of your food dollar. I'm going to explain in a moment what the farmer gets out of a pound of carrots, out of a pound of bacon, out of a box of cereal, out of a pound of ham, milk, and all that other stuff. You want to know what the farmer gets out of all these products that the farmer grows? You'd like to know that, right?
Bupkiss.
Right, bupkiss. It's bup.
Particular example. It's
all right, so stand by. The farmer's share of your retail food dollar up next on Good Day, 16 past the hour.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255, 18 after the hour. We'll have our 2020 news quiz in just a matter of moments. First, though, the farmer's share of retail food. A pound of bacon, you buy it in the store for $4.99, farmer gets 64 cents out of a pound of bacon that sells for $4.99. Top round or sirloin steak averages about $8.50 a pound. Farmer gets $1.14 for raising it.
Mm.
All right? A loaf of bread retails for around $3.50. Farmer gets 16 cents. But what goes into a loaf of bread? 3 pounds of carrots retail $3.30. Farmer gets about $1. The price per pound of ham, $3.99. Farmer gets 64 cents. Let's see here. What else have we got? What is that? What did I just hear?
What was that?
That's Roberta's AOL account.
Oh, good.
Checking in on
that. Here is cereal, $4.39, the average cost of a box of cereal. Farmer gets 8 cents out of that. Right? Let's see here. A dozen eggs, $2.79 retail. Farmer gets about 70 cents. Pound of potatoes, 10 pounds of russet potatoes, about $5. Farmer gets 50 cents. Milk. Average cost of a gallon of milk, about $4, $4.50, somewhere in there. Farmer gets about $1.40 out of that. Lettuce, $3 a head. Farmer gets about $1 out of that. Now, this is all if you're going to the retail store. If you're going to the farmer, then the farmer gets his fair share. But if the farmer is growing in bulk and selling wholesale to those jobbers who will then distribute it to the supermarket, farmer's not getting a good, there's not good action in this for the farmer. You understand why we went to try to, if you will, plead the case. Now, the other side of that is corn and soy, the farmers that are doing that are becoming millionaires because of the cost of both corn and soy. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Some of these groups, the modern groups, the groups have been around for a long time, fare when it comes to their act in public. Some of these groups, the Rolling Stones put on a good show. I think there have been, I mean, you can argue, depending on the kind of music you like, who's done the best. Cannot argue, however, with the U2 360 tour, which has turned out to be the biggest in terms of money ever. The largest grossing concert trek of all time. The last performance was last weekend in Sao Paulo, Brazil. U2 has surpassed the $554 million mark earned by the Rolling Stones, happened when they concluded their tour in 2007. It's hard to believe that these people can make this kind of dough.
Yeah, you know what?
Tickets, millions of tickets in hundreds of stadiums in dozens of countries, and these people have a universal sound that people respond to.
U2 is possibly one of my favorite bands of all time.
Possibly.
Led Zeppelin, you know, when you talk about bands.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. I have a hard time paying $150 to go see any one band.
Yeah.
When Roberta and I go to Jazz Fest, throughout the course of that weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will see no less than 50 bands.
Right.
And tops, I'm talking about Willie Nelson. I'm talking about Kid Rock. I'm talking about Jimmy Buffett. And then I'm talking about all the local New Orleans stuff, Galactic and the Subdudes and Tommy Malone and all these things. So from the small to the big names, I will see no less than 50 bands, and Doug, I will not spend $300.
Yeah.
It's $45 for a day at Jazz Fest where you can see 25 bands.
A different experience and the ability to see things differently. The Rolling Stones this year celebrate their 50th anniversary. They've been around the world more times than you can count.
Yeah.
Everybody identifies with them as they do with U2. That's how they've been so successful.
And I've seen them twice and didn't pay for it either.
AC/DC, $441 million.
Them, I've never seen and would love to.
I wouldn't go out of my way to see them. Speaking of going out of my way, Peter Greenberg here in a few moments. If you're planning to stop in a lot of cities before you return home on your next trip, Peter has some ideas on how to do it effectively. Meanwhile, it's time for our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure.
I'm going to give you two names. You tell me who they are and why would we be talking about them this week. Here they are, John Young and Bob Crippen. Who are they, and why would we be talking about them this week? 800-510-8255. The old inquiring minds want to know. John Young and Bob Crippen. They have significance this week, as they did sometime in the past.
Wow.
Who are they, and why would we be talking about them? 800-510-8255. All right, that's the Good Day Quiz line. You got from now till 20 before the hour to answer the question about John Young and Bob Crippen. Why are we talking about them? Anybody know what Zynga is, Z-Y-N-G-A?
Yeah, it's a game company.
How are they, like...
They do Farmville, Mafia Wars.
Yeah.
Really?
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So why are they bundled up with Twitter and Facebook?
Well, Facebook is where you play all those Zynga games.
Really?
Yeah.
But Zynga's not like Facebook or
Zynga
Twitter.
Is an app within Facebook that is a game that you play while on Facebook to connect to other people.
All right, so folks, did you know that? Aren't you glad you were listening? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to stop in multiple cities before you return home, how can you book it effectively? Online, your best bet is the multi-city option, but with more complex schedules, or if you're using award miles, things get, well, a little trickier. Say you want to fly into one city and then return home from a different city. That could constitute two one-way tickets, or it could easily qualify for something called an open jaw ticket. So to qualify, the open part of the jaw, that's the distance where you're not flying, has to be shorter than the shortest flight leg. So for example, you could fly from LAX to LaGuardia and Boston back to LAX and get an open jaw ticket because the distance between New York and Boston, of course, is shorter than the flight distance between the coasts. Don't forget to ask your airline about stopover flights. In many cases, you can use your reward miles to fly from point A to point B, but spend a couple of days in another city along the way at no extra charge. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJet.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
A gift. Big into gifts. Whatever we're doing today, it's working fine. Michael, thanks. Michael's on his way out to see a man ride a horse.
He is.
Probably.
Going to the bar.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we have the Good Day program in your focus and in your ear. A lot of things going on in the world today, as is usual. This week is a pretty important week in American history for a number of reasons. By the way, we'll have Dr. Ken in here in a few minutes to give us the daily dose of important medical information. We have the services of Roberta Facinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden in the studio here on the other side of the glass. I'm squinting a little because I'm looking through the glass to try to see. There's this bright light that shines right down so you can't really see.
You're a star. TV stars
glass.
Have to deal with the lights.
Oh, my God, isn't it wonderful? Okay. So
sunglasses.
Yeah, right. I actually have a pair of orange sunglasses down in the truck. I think I should wear them. They make people
orange?
They look great.
Orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why orange?
I don't know. They just were something that was left in the truck by Brendan, and I'm figuring that he did them as a spoof. Brendan is one of the great jokesters. He loves to yank everybody, no matter who, his friends, people in the family. Brendan loves to yank, and he will buy things like this and give it to. I mean, I could see him giving it to his mother. I mean, she wouldn't wear it,
right?
But he, yeah. But the,
you would. Though,
I would.
You don't care.
Exactly.
He's just like whatever. They're functional.
That's it. Exactly. Keep my keep the sun out of my eyes. That's what's
right.
Important. Okay. So I've asked at 800-510-8255 for you to identify John Young and Bob Crippen. How about, let's see, we can go to Texas, we can go to Ohio, Massachusetts, Colorado. How about Bill is in Denver. Bill, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks for asking. Why do we know or care about John Young and Bob Crippen?
John Young and Bob Crippen were the crew of the first space shuttle mission, STS-1, in April of 1981.
And do you remember which of the shuttles they were piloting?
Columbia.
They were in Columbia. How do you know that so well? Off the top of your head.
Oh, I remember it. I'm a big space head.
Yeah, me, if you listen to me with any regular, you know I am as well. And going back to 1981 to this week in 81, it's really kind of exciting. I'm sad because I think the shuttle program should have continued, at least until they have something to replace it. Right now we're at the mercy of the Russians or the European Space Agency or whomever is going to transport the people back and forth to the International Space Center. But we spent a lot of money, last 30 years or so has seen some wonderful triumphs, horrible tragedy, all in the name of advancement. Matter of fact, I was you may have seen this, got a kick out of Crippen and Young talking to each other. The first crew, when brought to the shuttle for the first time, looked at each other and said, "You got to be kidding. We're going to go up in this thing before anybody tests it." But how do you test it? You know, they had it. They flew it around on the belly of a 747. I'm not in the belly, on the top of a 747, right, to get it from one place to another in the beginning. And they still have that 747 they hauled. That's how they're going to haul them to their final destination, which, by the way, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden this week said that they're going to move the three remaining orbiters to one of them's coming here to Washington, the Smithsonian. I think that's Discovery.
Right.
And then Endeavour is going to be sent, Jennifer, to the California Science Center in L.A. I want to go see that.
Love that place.
And the Atlantis is going to stay in Cape Canaveral at the Spaceport Official Visitor Complex. You may remember that the original one, which never flew, was the Enterprise. Remember they had a contest? Do you remember that, Bill? There was a contest to name the first shuttle. Gerald Ford was the president, and at the time, there were, I think, at least two or three of the Star Trek movies under everybody's belt, and Star Trek had become a thing 10 years after it was a TV show. So the popular name for the first one was the Enterprise, which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah, it really was very cool. What did you think was best about all the accomplishments of the shuttle? And in your memory, you've been following this. So, Bill,
Bill,
what excited you? Yeah. Velcro.
Yeah. A microwave.
Yeah. What about it, Bill?
I would say that the best accomplishment is probably the building of the International Space Station.
Yeah. Which they couldn't have done without being able to bring the parts up in the shuttle and put them together. Well, and again, when you think about that, here they are 245 miles over the planet. Once in a while, you can see, because it's pretty bright, depending on how the sky, how it's situated in the sky, you can see the orbiter going around, the space station going around, and the fact that they brought it up in pieces and assembled it up there and doing in the extra, what do they call it, the extra EVAs.
The bay.
Yeah. They put it in the bay and then they put it out there. And the fact that it still is going around, the pull of gravity brings it down a little bit each year, but not a lot, I think about 4 feet or something. And so it'll stay up there for a long, long time. But of all of the things that we've all grown up with, the work that the space agency has done. Don't you remember, most everybody who was alive remembers the day that the guys landed on the moon. And more unifying things never happened in the history of the world, bringing more people together. And that all came about as a result of what NASA did. And so the shuttle, a good step. You wonder sometimes whether they were built as well as they could have been, given the problems they had. I got a kick out of reading something that one of the pilots said when they were training them, they were told that if they ejected, you know, if there was a problem and they had to eject, so if they ejected...
How do you eject out of the space shuttle?
Well, you eject, and what happens is you fall into the flame of the booster, and you'd be fried. So it was one of those things, and they didn't figure out how to change it engineering-wise. They just left it the way it was.
Yeah, there's no exit strategy
for that
thing.
You're up and you're going or you're not.
Right.
So anyway, maybe ever gone to see one of the launches, Bill?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have.
I saw a launch in 1991 and a launch aboard in 1993.
You went there and sat in the stands, or did you stay? Where did you go to watch?
I had some press passes, so I was at the press site.
Ah, good for you.
I'm so jealous of you guys for seeing that.
Yeah, he's still got one, right? There's still one more?
Still one more what?
Two more.
Yeah, but no, two more. And the captain of one of them is
Gabby Gifford
husband, Mark Kelly.
I thought he already went up.
No, he's going up this month, April.
Yeah,
sometime in April.
April 29th.
Yeah. Right. He's going up in Endeavour. This will be the final flight for Endeavour. And then, is there one more after that?
Yes, Atlantis in June.
In June.
Oh, look at Mark. He's got all the information.
Yeah, good for you. No, it's Bill.
Bill, I'm sorry.
I have Bill here. Do you have Mark in there?
Yeah, Mark
and Bill. Radio show in L.A.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. You're a good man. Hold on just a second, and we'll send you something that hopefully will make your effort here worthwhile. It really is exciting. This stuff We have been excited by
it. I have to climb on a plane and take Sean down to see that.
Yeah, you really should, Richie. All right. Also this week, the anniversary 150 years ago this week, the onset of the Civil War. Did you know that that anniversary is this week?
I did.
150.
One of the battlefields is 10 minutes from my house.
Well, I drove by one coming into town.
Sure.
They're all over the place down here.
Yeah, yeah. You can't and that's swing a dead cat sure. without hitting a Civil War battlefield around here.
So what do we know? What information do you have about the Civil War? What do you know? What did you learn about the Civil War in school, Jennifer? Roberta? What do you, I mean, other than the obvious?
I know that 48,000 people were killed in 3 days. During the Battle of Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one.
Yep.
I know that my family, personally, in the South, my mom's side of the family, buried all of their silver in the ground and marked their initials on it so that everybody could tell what was theirs.
Really?
Because they were afraid the Union soldiers would come through and steal their stuff.
Well, they would have.
And they would have, yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So all of our silver that's in our family has our family initials on it.
So you got dirt on it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So do you have any of the silver?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom's got it now. I don't have it, but it's great. It's awesome. It's so fun to look
at. So how did your family get to California?
Well, my mother is from North Carolina. All of my family's back there. And my grandfather was in radio, and he moved all over the country and ended up in Denver. My mom decided she wanted to take an internship in California with my Uncle Dave at a radio station. She met my dad, and they stayed here.
Okay.
I find it interesting that there are a lot of people who really want to keep this alive for whatever the reason. It bothers me that they do. And then there are others who have looked over the script.
The reenactment, you mean?
Well, just the propensity of the, but, you know, the Confederate flag and all of these reenactments.
But Doug, I mean, look at Jennifer and
it divides the country, Rich. We have enough division of the country now.
Not at this point it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think people associate with the North and the South anymore.
I think they do. Yeah. I think you need to travel.
Maybe because you live on that coast.
No, there's a distinct thing about the South in many states, North in many states in the South. And by the way, not that the North is without guilt in this, there are plenty of states in the North that have little use for people that come from Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. It just, that's the way it is. But it doesn't mean that it's good for our country. I think we need to be. I think we have so many divisions in our country right now. This doesn't need to be one of them, and that's why I'm troubled every time I see one of these things that is
a big part of history, though. I mean,
yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with history. Reenacting something that divided the country doesn't serve a useful purpose.
But you can look at it this way. If we don't learn from it, then how do we know it's not going to come to
You can study it without it being divisive. Or divisive.
Why is it being divisive? I mean,
a lot of the stuff that goes on in the South
is a reenactment of history.
You're
that
kidding
you
yourself
from.
If you think
I'm not
that
kidding
this
myself.
Is,
it's my opinion. You don't tell me what I'm thinking.
I will tell you whatever I want to tell you.
Yeah.
After all, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yeah, but you're not running my brain.
No, really.
Kind of. I am kind of on the Rich McFadden team on this.
I don't care. You can be on whatever team you want.
I think it's a good learning experience.
It is a good learning experience.
Those of you who shut your mind off to learning experiences are closed.
No, don't be an idiot, will you please? That's not what this is about at all.
Hey, you know what? Today after the show, you and I are going to go out to Bull Run and walk around the battlefield.
No, you and I are going to go get a jumper cable and get my truck started so I can drive home.
Yeah, Doug comes to me this morning. He's like, you got any jumper cables in your car? I'm like, why would I have jumper cables in my car?
Because I have jumper cables and everything.
Yeah, because you draw junk. What are you doing?
I'm prepared.
You've had a flat tire. Now you need jumper.
Well, I bought a plug for the phone, and the plug I left in the thing, and so it...
I don't know if that would drain. I mean, it might drain the battery, but I don't. Your whole battery?
No, half of it.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No, I've had it.
Because I leave my phone charger plugged in sometimes.
Yeah. I do too, but again.
Yeah.
When you have sensitive cars,
Okay. Any other shots you'd like to take at me before we pause?
Bring it up.
Yeah. Don't mention shots. I think it's divisive, Doug.
Yeah, I know. All right. Roberta, you've been very good this morning. You have not taken advantage of me at all, and I appreciate that.
It's coming.
She's shopping right now.
She's having
her breakfast. That's
I'm having my Medifast
Dr.
oatmeal.
Ken Kronhaus here in just a moment with his daily dose of important information and Alzheimer's update for you in just a moment.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
10 days until Easter morning. Every year, I make an Easter resolution to eat less candy next Easter.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One last time we've been while we're here.
VeggieTales, 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food with prebiotics in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams cat food with prebiotics has a new taste your cat will love. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his Daily Dose, brought to you by Digestive Advantage. Digestive Advantage, healthful benefits of probiotics, and Digestive Advantage has lots more reasoning when you look at the things that they produce here, Ken, and how pleasant it is to, you know, it isn't pleasant to talk about bloating and gas and stuff, but it's pretty pleasant to take Digestive Advantage and get rid of it.
Absolutely, and you've been to the doctor and you have all these symptoms that Doug finds unpleasant to talk about. Imagine if you're suffering from them. Try this Digestive Advantage, because not only do they put the healthy bacteria, the probiotics that you need in your gut to absorb the building blocks of your immune system, so that works effectively, they also put special enzymes into these products. There's intensive bowel support, lactose defense formula, gas defense formula, and daily constipation formula, which will help get those symptoms that the doctor may not effectively be able to treat.
All right, Digestive Advantage, available in all of the big box stores, CVS, Walgreens, Target, et cetera. For a 30-day supply, it's $10. Digestive Advantage. The brain and its condition before Alzheimer's symptoms, what's the latest on that, Ken?
Out of Neurology Journal this week, Doug, the brain of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease starts shrinking up to a decade before symptoms appear.
Wow.
One day there will be drugs to slow the progression of the disease. We don't have them yet. And being able to diagnose Alzheimer's earlier would mean people could start treatment before they have experienced significant
significant declines and get better effectiveness of the treatment.
Lots of information about Alzheimer's, et cetera. And Ken has that for you at DougSteffen.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Five. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar.
This is Loretta Lynn from the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, movie the same as the song that brings it into our focus. Loretta is 79 today, and that's why we play this as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, 54 past the hour. A number of things going on. I noticed that Ben Stiller is in talks to star in a remake of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Huh.
I'm not sure that how attractive a deal would that be. I don't get what people like. Chuck Curry is here with our movie moments. I don't get Ben Stiller. What am I missing?
He's a talented guy. He's certainly a decent draw at the box office. I mean, the original film starred, I believe, Danny Kaye. That project's been in some sort of pre-production for the last decade. Jim Carrey was originally attached, but it looks like it'll finally happen with Ben Stiller as the star.
All right, let's get to our contest today. This features an actor. I remember the first time he was here, Rich said, "You don't know who this guy is?" And I said, "No, I don't know who this guy is." Now I know who he is. His birthday is today. He's 43. Mm. Let's see if you can pick the movie out of all the audio.
Oh, I know who it is.
And see if you can get in board or on board.
Child star.
800-510-8255 with the answer to the question, what's the name of this movie?
Fresh Prince, Priority in My Life.
Yeah.
800-510-5. That was easy. Play the next one.
This information cannot leave this room, okay? It would devastate my reputation as a dude.
All right, let's play them all. 3, 1, 2, 3, fast.
Can I borrow your underpants for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
John Cusack was also in this movie.
Yeah. All right. So what's the name of it? 800-510-8255. I suppose my subtle hint here, Chucker, would be that it has to do with a song that was recorded by a Brooklyn group in the 50, maybe early 60s. All right, that'll maybe serve to get somebody's brain moving. Maybe not. 800-510-8255. And know the name of the movie. You get the prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments.
This guy was the youngest cast member ever of Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
At 15 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And I still didn't know who he was. 800-510-8255. All right, Chucker, what's going on in the movie news department? I haven't had a chance to talk to you all week.
Okay, Doug, actor Joe Pesci, who hasn't been in movies in over a decade in some form of retirement, signing on to co-star opposite John Travolta in that John Gotti biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Pesci will play the character Gotti's right-hand man, Angelo Ruggiero. John Travolta will play Gotti. The film's going to be directed by Nick Cassavetes.
And Lindsay Lohan is in the movie, right?
She just talks. She's reportedly in negotiations.
She had. So wasn't she around the other day? They were all sort of around working.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday on the air. It was sort of a weird press conference with Travolta embracing the Gotti family. But Pesci also is attached to Martin Scorsese's next mob film, which is titled The Irishman, which will reunite him with actor Robert De Niro. Other bit of casting news, Sally Field signing on to play Mary Todd Lincoln in Steven Spielberg's new Abraham Lincoln film, which will be shot at the end of this year. Daniel Day-Lewis will play the 16th president. Sally also will play Aunt May in the new Spider-Man reboot. As for Brothers and Sisters, which I'm a fan of, I think it has less than a 50% chance of returning for a fifth season. Ratings have dipped to about 6.5 million viewers on Sunday night. Also, they cut the budget immensely, and the quality is...
What show are you talking about?
Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good show.
I like the show a lot, but this season the quality has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratings also, so I don't think it'll come back, but I could be wrong.
Ben Affleck is going to join Leonardo DiCaprio and Tony Maguire in The Great Gatsby. Did you see that?
Yes, directed by Laz Behrman, who did Moulin Rouge, Australia.
What did he do?
Australia and Moulin Rouge. It's going to be shot in 3D, believe it or not. Why? I don't know. I have no idea.
And did you wonder about Catherine Zeta-Jones and all of the, I guess you'd consider it negative publicity? She has bipolar disorder, and why is there such a big deal being made out of that when so many people...
None of my business, Doug. That's
exactly.
Small magazine at the airport.
Right. Matt Damon says he's looking forward to kissing Michael Douglas. In the film that they're doing together?
What is he going to play? He's going to play Liberace, Michael Douglas?
I think that's it, yeah.
Is Matt Damon his boy toy?
I think that's
how it's going to work. Yeah, that's kind of a weird.
And by the way, very good buzz on Scream 4, which opens tomorrow. People who like it love it.
Really?
I know you'll be first online.
I will be, exactly. All right, let's see if we can find the answer to this question. Steve is in Arlington, Virginia. What's the name of the movie, Steve?
Hi, 16 Candles.
16 Candles with Anthony Michael Hall. You are correct, sir.
Brat Packer.
Hold on just a second. 59 after on Good Day. Thanks, Tucker.